We bring on the head track and field coach of the University of Arkansas for the men, Chris Bucknum. Chris, thanks for joining us here on Overtime.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Coach, you're looking to defend the title of SEC champion in indoor, and obviously staying at home has to be a big advantage.
Well, I think in the long run it is. There's no question about that. Kids are, you know, staying in their own beds and in familiar surroundings. They know our facility really good. But it can be a curse in a way, too, because, you know, there's a certain pressure of being at home in front of the home crowd, although we enjoy that. You know, we don't have quite, as coaches, you know, we don't have quite the control over these guys when they're here at home. You know, we don't sequester them in a hotel. And so, man, you just hope they don't get stuck in traffic somewhere, you know, and miss the race.
I hear you. Yeah. Yeah.
Coach, you know, there's a lot going on this weekend. So
talk a little bit about your team and, you know, what events do you believe you're going to have a lot of success in?
Well, the thing I really love about this team is the balance that we have. And, you know, we're strong in a lot of different areas, from the hurdles and the sprints to the horizontal jumps. We have the national returning champion in the pole vault, the vertical jump, the big jump that we do. Our distance runners are really running well. We have five of the top eight guys in the 800. We're really good in a lot of areas. And, you know, that's what I love about this team. We just have great balance.
Coach, obviously it's tough to defend, but Arkansas has been able to do that, it seems like, time and time again because of the fact that the program is nationally known.
Yeah.
When you took over for John McDonald, were you concerned with trying to live up to that expectation of being there every year?
There's no question about that. I was concerned. You know, in coaching, you know, the general rule is don't follow the man, right? And you know, that's what I did. I've always said that Arkansas was so fortunate to have Coach McDonald here. They pretty much hit the lottery when they got him. And taking over for somebody that has had that much success kind of rocks your world a little bit. And you know, I just try, and my coaches, we just try not to look behind us and try to look forward. You know, obviously, the great history that we have here is something that propels us. But yet, you know, you can't really dwell on it, if you know what I mean. I mean, we just got to keep looking forward and a long answer, I guess, is a short answer is yeah, it was quite the task. But I'm fortunate I have good assistant coaches, and we kind of stay focused on what's in front of us.
Coach, when you go out and you're recruiting these kids, I don't know how many scholarships y'all get, but I know Trey, the baseball team, they have to divide scholarships up. Do y'all have to divide scholarships up, and do you help at all as far as if there's a football player that is really fast or that wants to run track? I know Ahmad Carroll ran track when I was there.
Yeah.
Do y'all have a lot of that still going on?
Well, first of all, to answer your first question, we're very much like baseball. We're not a head count sport. We're an equivalency sport, unfortunately. And so what that means is, you know, we basically have 50 guys on the team here, on our track team, and we have 12.6 scholarships to divvy up amongst those 50 guys.
Okay.
So you do the math real quick, and you realize that you go down through our list of guys that are on our team. I mean, we have NCAA All-Americans that are on partial scholarships. And so, you know, these guys are making sacrifices financially, not just, you know, physically, emotionally to be on the team, but, you know, they have to, most of them have to find a way to pay for a lot of their school. And so, you know, it's quite the task to build a balanced team anymore, you know, but we've had some success doing it. And in the second question in regards to football, obviously that would be a huge dynamic for us to have a football player come out and run track for us. It's, you know, we're in the sport. If any two sports are like brothers, it would be football and track. And Coach Bielma and I have talked and have recruited together a little bit, and we're going to continue to do that and see if we can, you know, make that something that's more prevalent. LSU and Florida, Auburn, they do a great job of that, and we just haven't since I've been here. And but with the change of leadership there, I think you could see some changes coming down the road.
Yeah, that's another thing I was wondering about, your relationship, because I didn't know if, and Trey, you might know, if Coach Petrino wanted his players to do that, or if they wanted him in spring ball. I know Coach Nutt always said, if you can contribute, I want you to go do it. You know, he doesn't want you to go over there and sit on the bench, but if you can contribute, he was always for that, and Coach Bielema seems that way also.
You know, that's the impression in talking to Coach. You know, I know where he came from. You know, I know the Wisconsin track program very well, being up in Iowa all those years that I coached. And I know that they had football/track athletes. And so I believe that's going to happen. It's going to take a little bit of time. But I think the trust value is there. And, hey, you know, we're not here to pull guys out of spring ball, but you know, we've got a long enough season where we can kill, you know, two birds with one stone, no question about that. But it's just that trust and that release that, hey, when you turn them over to the track and field program, there's a culture of winning here, you know, we hope that as much as it helps them physically, it helps them emotionally, you know, and mentally as far as being a great football player. I think there's a lot of carryover.
I agree with you. I mean, you're competing, you're working on your start, and you see a lot of D-backs do it and some running backs, receivers. So I agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, it's just everything. I'm not a football coach, but I hear a lot about, you know, the matchups and the one-on-ones and those types of things. And, you know, that's what, you know, track is. And the other thing about it is that, you know, you got to want to get, I mean, you got to understand that if a football player comes out for track, you know, he's going to get beat. You know, you can't be afraid to lose. And, you know, that's something that the good football/track guys are not afraid of. They know that, hey, you know what, I'm going to get beat one-on-one, but I'm going to get better at it. And, you know, I just think it's a win-win across the board, as much mentally as it is physically.
Chris Bucknum, head men's track and field coach of the University of Arkansas, joins us. Arkansas will be hosting the SEC Indoor Championships this weekend. They start tomorrow, run through Sunday. And, Chris, you come into this ranked number one in the country, but right on your heels, there's Florida, Texas A&M at 2-3, LSU is 16th, and Ole Miss is 19th. And this is the first time Texas A&M's competed in the SEC Indoor Championships. And I know you've done some dual meets and some triangulars with them already this year. But talk about the addition of Texas A&M to the SEC.
Well, I'll tell you, it changes the dynamic of the meet. There's no question about that. They are a powerful program. They have won, you know, some national titles in the last few years. You know, they're highly competitive. They have big squads. They have a lot of people on their team, it just changes the dynamic of the league. It just makes it even that much tougher. And but if you're about rising to the level, if you're about raising the bar, you know, I'm all for this. I think it's great. I think the addition to them just strengthens the SEC even more, you know, in track and field. I'm sure in the other sports too, but certainly in track and field. And they're one of the elite programs in the country. And it just, you know, I'm glad they're in, because it gives us an opportunity to contend and maybe beat them. And so as much as they toughen the league, I think it's a huge addition. You know, we're excited they're in, and we can't wait to compete against them in an SEC championship this weekend.
Chris, talk about what it's going to take for the Razorbacks this weekend to come out on top.
I think basically just we talked to the team the other day, and that is, hey, you know, that striving to be better. You know, we've had a really good season so far. You know, there's a big target on our back. We are ranked number one in the country. We are, you know, we are the team to beat here, but we just talk about our team trying to get better each week and be a better athlete than we were 2 weeks ago. And, you know, that's what we're striving to be. If we go in with that kind of attitude that we're going to be better than we were at the Tyson Invitational and really, you know, keep our foot down on the pedal and not let up, then that will bode well for us. And, you know, that's how we're attacking this weekend. And, I know there's a lot going on this weekend, but if people get a chance to come over here and watch this track meet, it is the best track meet in the country. It's better than the NCAA meet because it's going for team titles and there's a lot of people in the facility, and it's just there's great athletes here, and they'd really get a treat if they came over for a couple hours and watched us compete.
And not only you talk about the NCAA meet, but real quick, Coach, we've got about 30 seconds. You will be hosting it as well.
Yeah, there's no let up. I'll tell you what, our people here on campus, our event staff people, our administrators, our sports information people, media, they've been doing a great job. And it's no small feat what's being accomplished by those guys. And, you know, they've taken all that pressure off of me and my staff and say, we want you guys to go out and compete. We'll take the business, and you're going to see a highly organized, well-run meet this weekend. And like I said, it'd be a lot of fun if we could fill the place.
Chris, good luck, and let's try and bring home another one.
We're going to try. Thank you.